All right, I think I'm live. I think I'm live. Welcome back. Long day, everyone. Welcome back to Tacos inside joke for the PRQ team because they are listening. Mexico. That one's going to get interesting, I assure you. I know it looks a little funny right now, but Mexico's going to be a fun one. and its relationship to North America and the world. It'll be very fun. Everyone, thank you for turning your projects. Flooding me. I love it. Keep it coming. Keep your prescription subscriptions going. It keeps your identity live for us. And it shuts down BBS's email server. It's great. We like this. And it creates more continuity to the goals of the planet and many people who want to help you. List a couple of the projects. Taking calls all day. Rest of the hour, excuse me, and I'll mention a couple projects while I let the phones populate here. A place and a space. thank you very much. The follow-up with Angie's music project, amazing. Can't wait to chat with you again, my dear friends, on the west side of that magic island. starting in Oklahoma, thank you very much for your submittal. Bloom with Better, thank you so much. PRQ yoga teachers and courses, thank you so much. Yoga, not sure my knees can still do it. Anyway, people, heals in nature, outstanding. Lends to what we're doing today, it would appear. City of the New Era, outstanding. And you're starting to feel that that's what we're all working towards, outstanding project. We are healthy and happy to PRQ. It's exactly correct. We're happy and we become healthier, don't we? Outstanding awareness. A lot of people are starting to see that. What's bringing me down? Well, it's in most cases it's us. And I thank you so much. So many more projects. keep them coming. Project Inspiration Center. BU for PRQ. Outstanding. Really, really fun stuff. can't wait to make a library for everyone. In process. PRQ Multifunctional Sports Center out of, I believe, Lithuania, yes. There is a lot of opportunities playing sports, the camaraderie, obviously getting exercise. It's either that or chase down wild buffalo. We can do both ways. Part two of Alabama, thank you very much. So these are some great projects. We'll get you some notoriety. We'll get you some fame, however you want to do it. FG Forest Garden, thank you so much. These are all amazing, amazing, not only stories, and this is out of Washington, D.C., just amazing stories about your excitement and the integrity of your heart. Thank you so much. All right. Somehow we'll get to the chat room, but so many buttons on these things. All right, let's take some calls. it's really fun to see who's alive and kicking, and these people never disappoint me. I'll take, I believe, my first call this evening, Karen and Donnie from Arizona on line 3, the awakening process and RFK energy. So you're just going to start it right off. You're just going to go right to the heart, aren't you? you're just going to get my red, white, and blue going. Well, at least you can see we're working hard, if nothing else.
Oh my gosh. Incredibly cute Trump. I could call you a million different names. Zoroaster, we could go on and on. But yes, definitely Q. So
you want a dirty little secret about me?
Please. amazing.
It will be clean. It will be clean. But there might be a picture of me recently on ForThePeople.space. There might be.
Oh.
I'll let you figure it out.
Here. We've got Merman here, too. Johnny.
Hi, too.
Hello.
How are we doing today? Fantastic. Starting to warm up down there yet?
Oh, yeah.
I bet.
Absolutely. Beautiful sky, ice sky, dome skies. So, yeah. Yes.
What was your comment about the JFK stuff? Is there anything you wanted to get cleaned up there? Or please. What's your opinions there?
You know it. You actually know it, too. So I'm observing, and I'm going to put myself out here because I just am. And I'm observing or feeling myself drifting off topics and going nowhere with the topics, yet wanting to go somewhere. This is so in our show that I know you know and feel into, and bless you so much and the team for putting those wind beneath my wings, so to speak, or into my sail. And of course, Merman supports that as well, big time, his beautiful energy. But I find myself drifting off, and it is my excitement to play with the podcast on BBS and play with I call them my beautiful sis stars, and wanting to disseminate to whomever we can assist who feels into our light, our life force energy. But I feel RFK's power, his beautiful energy. I know it, as I feel into you, Q Trump. We could go on and on. But yet, the way his voice wavers, I find me doing the same. I always feel like Katharine Hepburn as well, if you. So where I'm going to is, I feel like it's all of the above. Myself, first and foremost, lack of worthiness, but yet I work on with creation lightship, clearing all this. But yet I feel like I'm focused or, in that energetics, epigenetics, you know, abductions, it doesn't matter. It could be, it's probably all of the above. Yet I want it, I don't. Beautiful Merman and all my sisters are assisting me and assisting others in anchoring more of my light, if you will, anchoring meaning of great thing, expanding it, holding it, and personifying it as you do. And so where I'm going ultimately is, do you have anything you can extrapolate or expand on regarding continuation of my perfect communication? I know I hold my light. I know I beam it. And yet I still feel like, okay, Corinne, what the heck? What up with it? Can you assist me assisting others on this aspect too?
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much. So you can use me. You can use Bobby Kennedy. You can use people who've lost their eyesight. A lot of times we can prove how fragile we are in living in this environment, at least in the modern world, and how we also get attention on us when we do these things. Like you're very, very attractive individual when you transfer your knowledge through your words. Now, I'll say it till the day is long. The English language is engineered and designed so that all that information you're able to see now, it's almost impossible to translate it in a way that nourishes you, where you got all the information out. You see a fork, multidimensional. It's just a fork to many people. You can see the who made it. You can see how it was made, what's in it, how to utilize it, how to change it. You see it so multifaceted. The English language doesn't like how much you can see is where I'll err. And then if I can abuse you while you're getting all your knowledge is pretty much what we observe here. Not to be negative about this, but Bobby Kennedy is losing his voice because he's a great promoter of information. His knowledge center works. Everyone's gone through the scanners. You didn't have to go through the scanners per se to enhance your enlightenment process. Well, a lot of these guys that you're seeing now in politics, they went through scanners. And they had a little more capability that was enhanced. And these scanners, what they do is they get you all of your capabilities. Some people aren't able to handle it. Well, these people are. Don and myself and these bodies, I probably work an hour before I get on the radio because there's so much attention on us. So to see the wavering of voices, unfortunately, we get attacked. And so if you ever see Don gritting his teeth, that's usually a scalar weapon.
Yeah.
And he'll fight through it, and he's very good at it. And we have defense systems. But wow. I don't want anyone to get discouraged. It's just when we get on stage, we get attention differently than killing us. So why aren't we dead is going to be the next question, because we offer a solution, a lot of solutions. And that goes for you too, and Donnie. So, do you have another question?
No, thank you. So, Q, yes, I actually do. Okay. So, feeling into that, I am still that powerful. I will speak for myself, and I feel like I could speak for you, honey.
Yes.
Yes. Sure. That we're that powerful that we can, like, Drano, but not Drano because it's not chemicalized, but I'm laughing over that stupid joke. But like Drano, we cut through the grease. So we're that powerful creators that I can prevail. I will prevail. We will prevail. For Donnie and I, and for all the light beings, but I don't mean to speak or intrude upon anyone else. Does that make sense? Is that given our intent to output energy or beautiful light energy? Am I saying this? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I do my best to keep it short and sweet. We're flowing. A year from now, it will not feel like you're walking. You'll just flow through life in a different way. It's not going to be like this much longer. And I know I've said in comparison to real time and your time, it is going to start changing. It's not going to be this tricky down the road here. And you're just this. We're all tired now, as I say, and we're just starting now to really go through the improvement measures. But we're tired because somebody tried to start the battle a lot sooner, probably 65 years sooner. And so we're all a little tired of the nuances of societal propaganda and so forth. And now is when we're really going to do the work. And I thank you so much. And thank you so much for the call. And please don't stop calling in. I'm going to jump around here.
Thank you
for the call. Thank you, Donnie. Thank you, Corinne. It's amazing to get to talk to these people who have better things to do than their whole day on the radio with me, but they help so many people when they do. And when you call in, you're coaching everybody in the experiences that they've gone through, they're going through, what they're going to do. And I thank you so much for collaborating with me. I have to jump around a little bit here, BBS, because I'm excited about this one. Zosia from New York on line one, Q mentioned mermaid cannot live without gold and would like you to expand on that. Oh, boy, am I in trouble. Go ahead. Are you there, Zosia?
I'm here. Hi, Q. How are you?
Good. Thanks for
How
calling.
Are you since the last 5 minutes?
Great. And it's pertinent.
Good. It was so interesting when you spoke about that, and then to speak with Mermaid. Thank you so much. It was beautiful. Beautiful to be with you both.
Okay, so BBS just gives me little cliff notes, or as I usually say, or they're illiterate, whichever. But I got to get them in the show somehow. Anyway, what was the total question would you like to ask Mermaid?
Yeah, it was Mermaid can't live without gold, you said, and the transmissions to the planet. And then you mentioned the experience. Oh, no, this is my note. So it was just that. Just could you expand on it more? Because Juan Amatron mentioned if you sprinkled gold dust all over the planet, everyone would ascend. So I feel there's so many different pieces to that. Could you just go deeper on the topic?
Well, I'll let her answer for herself, but I'm doing my best to explain that the energetics of your planet produce minerals and anneal with the energetics of the planet. So in this case, this planet produces, not all planets produce gold or raw minerals like this one. And that's what's so unique about this planet is it produces a lot of minerals and a lot of crystals. It's a very, very energetic place. All water planets are. And so the byproduct of the energetics of this planet stimulates us and the spirit's annealment because you're born of this planet. So you have to have have a lot of similarities. And one of those capacitors or conduits for you is gold. When you look at your ancient histories, there was always gold. Look at the people in India, most women always have a piece of gold around them. And so those energetics are very alive. It keeps growing. Gold is one of the few minerals that keeps growing and growing and growing with your energetics. So if you wore a gold chain your whole life, it actually expand and it would complement your life experiences, it complement your personalities, has many traits. But I'll let the mermaid answer for you why she appreciates gold.
Hello.
Hi, mermaid.
Hello. Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, I just always found it really mesmerizing. But same with silver and gemstones and crystals and, for that matter, animals and nature and just the beauty I'm mesmerized by the high frequency beauty on this planet, and gold just happens to be one of them, and it happens to be made into jewelry that we can wear. But I mean, yeah, it goes with a similar idea with gemstones and crystals and all those things, which I also love. They're just so beautiful and sparkly, but they're so high frequency and they just make me feel good. So I always gravitated towards it. And I just love wearing a lot of jewelry because everything you guys just spoke about, it's not very complicated.
Is this song ring bell?
I can't get enough. Like I'm like, turn it down. And I can't, like, I'm just way too much jewelry. I always have and all like gemstone beaded stuff. I'm just covered. I'm like, I can fit another one on my wrist, can't I? I know I can.
Cleopatra didn't go too
fishy. It never comes off, sleeping or swimming or whatever I'm doing. I just love it. It just feels good.
Anyway, did that answer your question?
Yeah, it's actually so fun. Now I'm going to go buy some jewelry. Do you go for a certain level of?
It's a spiritual practice now.
Exactly. See, Mermaid, you always throw out the perfect tips for us ladies. So thank you. Do you go
well,
for
we'll
18 carats, 24
we'll,
carats?
We'll get the price point down for everyone too here pretty quick. So
yeah,
look forward to that.
Nice. That's so fun. Right. Thank you so much for that. May I throw in real quick just Mexico because you just mentioned it again? About a month ago, I was researching and following my inspiration. I'm researching Mexico. I love Quintana Roo area. And then I start researching Merida. And then you come out and say Merida. And then you come out and say Merida again. So I guess I'm just saying it's fascinating how the synchronicities happen, that I have a connection to that space too. And then you synchronistically mention it. And now we're speaking about gold.
That's
very synchronistic. No. We just, yeah, I love Mexico, and I love the freedoms in well, other countries that are less rigid than our Western countries. And, yeah, it's a whole lot of fun. I'm excited to go back.
So the reason it's prominent for this generation of consciousness here is because that humongous city we all created between South America, Mexico, many of them were a very organized base of townships and cities, much like you're experiencing now, and they all got destroyed for many political reasons, like you're experiencing now. So you, believe it or not, you created Chichen Itza, you created Tulum, all of the other ruins on both sides of that continent, and we had an incredible trade system up and down the continent. And so it's going to naturally, a lot of these places on your planet are going to feel natural to go back to because you've already lived there. We have unfinished business in Egypt, in Syria, in Libya as well. It's quite an experience to have all those memories. But you didn't need me to tell you that. You know something feels right about getting back home or a nostalgic place that you would have from your heart, not your head. Is that fair to say?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. And then also with Ireland and Scotland, and then Mermaid just mentioned the Celtic region. So it's just, yeah, it's just fascinating. Yes.
And so we're just redoing this all over again. And I want to encourage everybody, it's okay that we're replaying the game here. We can do it our way this time. So thank you for your question.
Yay. Thank you. I'll let you both go down to someone else. Thank you so much. I love you
thank
both.
You. Don't stop calling.
To you. Thank you.
Yeah, don't stop calling in, everyone. These are great. This, you know, it helps us remind ourselves of our legacy. Let's see if I can get caught up. let's see. Jackie from Earth on Line 5 Recycling Centers. Hopefully I'm going in order, BBS. Jackie from Earth on Line 5 Recycling Centers. The Recycling Center, Jackie. Please enlighten us.
You.
Who? Who?
Q.
You.
Hi, Q.
Hi. Hi, Earth.
I thought we were going to go on vacation. I heard a blip a while back that we were going to all go on a 2-week vacation.
as soon as I hang up, I will be on vacation. That's correct.
Lucky. Wish I could feel the same. Are the recycling centers shut down or are they still going or?
The primary one. There was several ways I can harvest a spirit. I'll be careful with being too demonic with the words, but I can catch you and put you in another body, and I can do a lot of different things. I was put in a cage once, and everyone says, well, how could the light be captured? Well, all of us can. We're all walk-ins right now. Every person on this planet that's in a physical body is either a cloned walk-in, an alien, or just a walk-in in general. So how do I get you to keep coming back? Usually karma and a trick, they have a trick light system that will flash. And it's one of the reasons you do have cameras. So if I can flash your spirit, your body, and not have that moment where the spirit recognizes it's in the body, I can trick you and jump you, cut and paste you. Cameras are very clever. That's why most people in news get programmed so easily, because they're reading on a teleprompter. But that camera can do a lot of things to your psyche, if you will. Excuse me. So a recycling center for me could be localized. So when you see people doing soul harvesting on Epstein Island, they can do it that way. When you see pedophilia, I can harvest the energy from your soul that way. So a recycling center for me can be a little more intrinsic. And then the group that controls the moon, that's the primary recycling center. For the most part, the netting around how they would catch us is really vulnerable now. There's lots of gaps in it. So again, I compare it to, we used to live inside the middle of a ball of yarn that didn't have any spaces in between each thread of yarn. Now you have a net that you can get out of, and that's being shut down too. And now you're seeing it. You're seeing spaceships being created right before you. Why does the U.S. need a space force? Surely you guys are catching on to this, because we're breaking down all the other individuals that are trying to keep us in the net and or the yarn ball. Any other questions?
Well, I kept hearing the beautiful one, the beautiful one. I've been hearing that for a long time. And finally, I came across a legacy video about Nefertiti. And chills went up my spine, and I thought of mermaid. Mermaid was Nefertiti.
That's funny. When I was a kid, I loved wearing this gold pendant of Nefertiti around my neck. And at school, it was my little secret, and I'd get all these memories of her. And I didn't know what it meant then, but I just loved it. So that ties into the jewelry and her and my memories. But anyway,
yeah, not to give away too much information, but both her parents would have represented people that are here now in different bodies, and her mother would be Lilith, and her, I'm not going to say her father's name, but they're both terminated because they did get all their information back. But primarily her father was terminated because he started taking so many pictures of the Egyptian pyramids and started understanding them from his core. So that shows you how on top of that. So that recycling center knows what body we're going into and tried to suppress us. And so that's really where the real battle is, that they're seeing which bodies we're picking. And you can even play with the greatest psychics you ever met. How do they know that you used to be a teacher 500 years ago? Well, these guys, that recycling center has all those tools, makes your most psychic person look like a toddler compared to the tools they have. So it's not to say we can't do incredible things around it, but thank you for the question, unless you have another one.
One real quick, I was going to say thank you for mentioning a place, a space. And I was going to be real quick about what I saw with that was a huge piece of property along the beach. And it would be beautiful for everybody who ever wanted to come and build a home, and we could have a community there. And hopefully you and Mermaid will come and live there.
In process.
Now then, what's that?
It's in process, of course. And you can feel the truth in it.
Is it a property you're dreaming of, do you mean?
Yeah,
that you would love to buy.
It's Goleta County is where it's at. And it's just this gorgeous property that overlooks the ocean. And it's like, I think, 2,000 acres.
Oh, wow.
And I keep seeing, everybody on this call or people who are that we can actually talk to and we'd all build there, and you know, we'd be like a cult. It'd be awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Don't be too scared of the price points of these places, because it's been exaggerated by the American dollar. So just know that that's all going to change. And if you're motivated, it'll all show up now. It just really takes your pure intention. So don't be too concerned that and this goes for everybody listening. I can't afford to buy a $10 million piece of property. All of it's going to go away, because all measurement of money is going away. You don't really know how and what things cost, because the green piece of paper with pyramids on them are worthless anyway. So just ignore the price point and just feel which one is exciting to you, is my encouragement. Thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
Great call.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much for the call. Jackie from Earth never disappoints her. All right, let's see what we can do here. Next one, BBS. Sheila from BC, Canada, on line 6. Update on the creation light ship. Sheila, are you there? Uh-oh. Never liked that sound. Okay, Sheila gave us the. Okay, next one. Sorry, Sheila, we missed you. Bo from Idaho on line two, 1,000 Tomatoes, Inspiration, and their new BBS radio show. Bo from Idaho, you're trying to steal my thunder? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, you gave me the thunder.
Right on. That's what I like. That's what a man wants to hear a woman say. You betcha.
And I got to tell you, it all happened with Sheila. Unfortunately, she wasn't there when you went to take her call, but it happened last week. I know you remember, and I've actually sent you a couple letters about this. And she was talking about moving to the Kootenays and being in community with Jonah, Margaret, and myself. And Jonah and Margaret and I would love to get in touch with her. But anyway, because we're not connected. And she mentioned growing a garden and all the tomatoes, and then she didn't know what to do with them all, and the 85-year-old man, et cetera, et cetera. And you mentioned that you would like to start a radio show on home preservation, herbs, plant alchemy, and spices. And before the show was over, I had sent in through the PRQ portal an email. I said, Q, pick me, pick me. And I just, you know, a little blurb after that. I sat all day Sunday contemplating all of it. And by Monday, I was on the phone with Don, and my show starts 2 weeks from tomorrow. So it's on a Sunday at 2 p.m. It's called Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic, who is a longtime gardening, she's a very spiritual, wonderful woman. She lives in Boise. I'm in Northern Idaho. And we're going to touch on all the things that you were talking about. I've been working with people one-on-one or, you know, small groups of people. But I've been really contemplating writing in and trying to come up with some kind of project. I'm just tired of sitting around you. So I went ahead and did it. And if you and or the PRQ team would like to get in touch with me, I am so open for show topics. I just wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
You betcha. I'm really excited for you.
That's
and
awesome. Yeah.
It's tough to sit back and complain. It's tough to sit back and be a, you know, opinionist when we can just start doing things, whether it's the homesteading thing or, getting better at, making us aware how to garden authentically. It's just obvious. It's all up to us now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Definitely. And, you know, we've been, I'll speak for myself personally. I was at a SETI in 2019, and I found out about the RV, and I bought some currency, some Zim, and I waited around for a couple years. It's going to happen. The RV is going to happen. And, you know, I'm tired of waiting. I don't need that to assist people. And that's what my friend Vic and I want to do. We want to help as many people as possible. We're going to take guests. So if you or anybody else would love to be a guest on our show, that would be super awesome. Yeah, I'm so excited. I don't even know how to, I can't contain myself. I'm so excited.
Oh, great. Count me in. I'll talk to the boys offline, and I'm sure they'll give me notice when you need me and when you want me to participate. Thank you so much for the invitation.
You are so welcome. Can I give one more plug? I'm also on another show. Corinne mentioned it without saying the name of it. It's called Sojourns. It was actually this morning before homesteading. And we go every other week. Lauren and Zosha are one Saturday before homesteading. We're the following. And next week, we're going to have Lauren and Zosha on our show, and we're going to go live for the first time. And there's another invitation to come on our show as well.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, let's see how it goes. Let's see what gets you going there. I love the helping side. That's just so much fun when you can you know, do lessons learned gardening and building or anything like that is really fun for all of us. We get something out of these shows instead of Chatty Cathy here being an entertainer. So count me in if you think I can be of help. That would be great.
All right, Q. Thank you so much, Mermaid. I love you so much. And I'll let you go on to the next caller.
Love to you too. Thank you. Your shows sound great. Love to hear that.
All right. Thank you for the call. All right. Let's see if I can get back in line here. Where did I leave off? okay. I think I missed one here or jumping around. Going to go to line one, BBS. Angela from South Carolina. Children, are they born with a pure spirit? At point in a person's life, does an entity attempt to inhabit their body or children are children liable? Angela, hopefully I got that right. Are you there? Line one.
Yes, I am. I'm very excited I got on. So happy to
very
talk
good.
To you guys.
Teach us your question real quick if you don't mind.
I will. I've worked with children so much my whole adult life. I have grandkids now. And I've just, you know, seen a lot of things. And I wonder, at what point do they no longer have their little pure spirits? Do they all come that way? And then does their soul get inhabited at some point? I mean, their body get inhabited at some point when they, you know, when we have people that are cloned or entities take over? Does that make sense?
You betcha. thank you so much for such an important question. And it's how I started the day with the girls today is what are we accountable for being parent? How can parents sustain the spirit being at its highest level? And the short version would be the DNA that was engineered in these type of humans, not everyone has this issue here, which is even a bigger story. A couple people got some shortcuts and have more DNA in many cases or different types of DNA. But for the most part, there's a delayed reaction for DNA to stifle the volume of spirit coming in the physical body. So when you're first born, you're animating the baby, you're animating the birth, and you have all of your spirit, you're almost perfect. You're still in a body that's now going to start working against you. And the DNA has like a time clock in it. And about the age of, don't standardize on the number, but it, depending on your environment, roughly the age of 10, 11, 12, somewhere right in there for most humans, that DNA starts taking bigger hold of being a filter for your consciousness. Yeah. And helps develop the ego mind more and more and more. Mm-hmm. So the cloning process is different because if I can cut and paste you, you're going to jump out of the body and go somewhere else. So that cloning process, not as prevalent as you think, it's already done its damage. 2012 is probably the largest cloning process on the planet. Will your spirit come back in that body that was cloned? Many times it will, but it will be even stifled more. So keep going.
Well, I just wondered about our children with autism and Down syndrome. And I mean, I know DNA affects our Down syndrome children. Do you have anything to add about that for them?
Right. So over the course of thousands of years, the mapping process of how we're going to develop is being studied with great opposition. These individuals know we're going to grow too fast. And so the modern medical industry is come in and been a weapon to stifle us, to enhance the DNA's filtration, illnesses. Mm-hmm. Let's get a couple medical problems engineered into the DNA. Everyone on the planet has cancer. It's just whether or not you're going to fight it off each and every day. So I need to slow you down. So there's a great war against you getting too smart in most cases, getting your memories back.
So yeah, I'd say, like Key said, children as they grow out of childhood, different for each individual, but into their teen years, it's basically as they start to lose their innocence and imagination, they'll start to turn, you know, more mind heavy, thinking more and worrying more like an adult would. And that would be the time they like lose a little of their spirit. They wouldn't have as much in as when they were, say, three or just younger. And I don't know, I want to ask you about autistic kids. I don't know the answer there, but I do know with Down syndrome people, they have a lot of their spirit in them, hence have less of the hindering mind energy. So
it's
a really beautiful thing.
Most of the Down syndrome teachers I met, the Down syndrome kids, they can't keep their hands off each other because they're so free.
I really love free. Yeah.
This morning I had a friend with autism see me, and the first thing he did was reach out and hug me, this big old guy, bigger than me. They're all so loving. So loving.
Yeah.
I just wonder what we can do to accompany them on this journey to help them.
Well, there's a lot of opportunities, a lot of goals. It's a hot topic for Bobby Kennedy's group, I will say that. And they have isolated the potential for a civil unrest is a tough subject with the modern medical industry. We can deal with it. It's tough information. Everyone born who got inoculated has something off about them and has reduced their capacity, but we can get it cleaned up. And there are tools that help clean up, but they're still outside of us, and we still have to focus on our inner work as a primary. But certainly, you can count on autism being primarily a weapon system. So somebody has poisoned the gene pool somehow, some way, because autism is not authentic.
Huge, yes. Well, thank you. I just put in a project recently about helping families with their children, raising children, like a nanny 911 show.
Another way you can help with children, or especially the ones that are getting a little older and losing their childhood, so to speak, because your original question I just remembered, you asked, can children get entity attachments and whatnot? As we know, all human beings, adults, we know can. I would say definitely yes, once their DNA starts to increase and they pass that age. Anywhere roughly like you said, between 10, 11, 12, sort of somewhere in there, depending on the child. But when you see that other personality come through, or them feeling really negative or worrying and fearful, it depends how open the child is or how honest people want to be with their kids and don't want to sound too weird and wacko. But I would recommend they can always do the commands of removing anything that's not authentically them. And there's lots of commands they can do to help keep themselves more in the body, or just increase my life force energy. Just to help encourage them, keeping more of them and not go down the trail of losing themselves, like our bodies are completely designed for us to.
Yeah. But all those diseases are reversible. And just what the mermaid said there. It's just you have to really pay attention in what they need. So thank you for the call. Please keep calling in. Outstanding.
Thanks for
outstanding.
Talking to me.
Thank you so much. Okay, great call. That took a lot of awareness, because when you work with those type of, you go, wait a minute, I can see that spirit in there, but it can't talk right now because it got damaged or injured.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll see if I can get to you, Robin, but I'm gonna go to Lola from Florida on line 5. Curious about a block mountain. Lola on line 5, are you there? Lola.
Lola, I'm here. Hi. Hello, Q. Hello, Mermaid.
Hi.
Hello.
You sound very powerful. What is your question? Something about a block mountain?
Question? Yes, I've heard about a black mountain. But before I start, I wanted to say thank you both very much for all your assistance and your love. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
This black mountain I hear that's giving off the lifting the vibrations of the planet, and it's also connected to the Borealis. Is this true?
Okay, so most very good, really fun question. Most of your mountains, regardless of which ones, are going to have at least the potential to create their own vortices, volcanoes, or vortex, if you like. and could grow. But if you mapped your planet, unfortunately, you don't know how big your planet is because you don't have a map of it, a chart of it. If you could look at the entire planet, the vortices would go right through the middle to the other side of the planet and vice versa. So you are correct. But they do have different personalities, so you can't standardize. So we are staying on a vortex right now, and it's an ancient vortex that we made a relationship with a very, very long time ago, much like you're seeing a pyramid being built in Chichen Itza. That would be a vortice that was enacted or enhanced because of our great love for that area. So that's pretty much how they work, in concurrence with the desire of the planet. I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. And I also want to just say to Mermaid, were you ever, I have memories of you, Mermaid, as Queen Nefertiti a long time ago. I have a lot of my memories going back from the very beginning when I first got here. And I know you love jewelry, and I made you a ring about 7 years ago to just for you, because I know how much you like gold and quartz crystals, and that's what I do. I wire wrap silver gold and bird jewelry. And I just wanted to know, were you ever Nefertiti?
I think you know the answer. That's funny how our other caller brought that up too. That's funny. Let's have some Nefertiti energy in the air today.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. That's beautiful. And the ring sounds beautiful. That's so sweet.
Thank you for the call. We're losing your connection.
Yeah,
but sorry,
it's a shame. The call's cutting out or the radio's cutting out.
Yeah, welcome to the Q Show. Thank you for the call, though. Thank you for the call. Thank you, BBS. I'll keep moving on here. Sheila from BC, Canada on line two, update about the Creation Lightship. Sheila from British Columbia, Canada on line two, update about the Creation Lightship.
Hi, Q.
Hi.
Okay. Yeah, so we talked last week. And we were going to have, and you were going to take me up to the Creation Lightship.
And how'd it go?
I didn't feel you take me up there.
You didn't remember it, or you didn't feel it happen? You want to do it one more time?
Like, are we doing it like right now, or is it going to be between now and next Saturday?
I'd really like you to be surprised, and maybe I'll. Do you have a buddy you want to go with? That's
know
how you can
I
prove have. If you win. Other than me, I guess you could call back.
Oh,
but you could.
I see.
You, if you have a best friend, we could do two at a time, and then you could prove yourself that you went up there.
Oh, can we take my husband up there?
You've got to mention too that sometimes people don't remember it.
There is, very often. Also, what's more common is you go up there and you get wiped when you come back. Mm-hmm. But Sheila is way past that,
okay,
in my opinion.
Okay.
And maybe it was a late night and I forgot. You know, that could be. no, we should all be able to go. All right. All of us should be able to go whenever we want. So let's do it one more time between now and next weekend. Is that okay?
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay, let's do it again, Sheila. Thank you so much. Let's see if I can get one more in. Thank you, Sheila, for the call. John from Vancouver, Canada, on line one. When spirits come back, are they reincarnated or do they just return as spirits? John from Vancouver on line one, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hey, Q. Hi, Mermaid.
Hello.
Yeah, a little while ago, we talked about my family member, well, my son passing. He said, well, he can come back. Both you and Mermaid said that. How can he come back? Is he going to come back, like, and be reborn again? Or can he just come back and hang and, you know, chill and then just leave? I'm not sure what you meant by that.
Yeah, so most reincarnations are a myriad of choices. As a walk-in, it's real easy to walk in these types of bodies. So could they walk into a 35-year-old body? They could. Could they go through the reincarnation process from birth? Yeah, they could. Could they be stuck here and not and be concerned about getting out of here, which you guys are calling ghosts? That could happen too. I do know the answer, but I would prefer it coming from you because you'll be able to feel them in your life, and they might end up being somebody prominent in news or otherwise.
No way.
Because there's really not that many people here. Anyway, I have 3 more minutes to go. I'm getting gaffed. Thank you, John, for calling in.
Thanks for that. Thank you. Bye. Thank
you. John.
Robin, I ran out of time. I'm sorry. Jenny, I ran out of time. Sorry, Lauren, I ran out of time. Fashion in the New Earth. All right. Well, we got something done today, it looks like. And do you feel like we got something done today?
Yeah, always.
Really fun.
Yeah.
BBS, thank you. For the people.space, thank you. The PRQ team, keep your projects coming in. Things are going to get fun here. I know it seems like forever. Thank you. Carrie's group is always fun. Can't wait to hear from her again. Our great, great love to all of you. Keep calling in, keep pulling on us, and let's see how much more fun we can have here in the future. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Full out love, everyone. Have a beautiful day.
Good day. Thanks, guys.
Bye.